This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Well, it is the 21st of June, 2022. And this is Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. Well, good evening, my brothers and sisters around the world. I definitely enjoyed Father's Day. It was just unbelievable. I got this thing, the next thing, and everything else from around the Bahamas and around the world, and that is what it's all about. Well, as we started, we saw, we're talking about, welcome to Track and Field with, Alpheus Finlayson, and who I see now, we started out with Lee Strawn, with about 336 people. And now I have somebody who I went to school with in Minnesota, Jerome Bonney. And I think he lives in either in Michigan or somewhere around that place. You know, he has the opportunity to travel here, there, and everywhere. And I will say that you might see numerous people watching and listening through several platforms. Really, there are more than 336 people, 336 people that are listening and watching right now. It is unfortunate you can't see that they're watching, you can't hear that they're watching, but that is what it's all about. I give a shout out to Keith Oliver and former Ambassador Sydney Colling. They just enjoy listening to Track World when they are available. And I say it's when they are available. Track and field around the world is getting hotter and hotter. On Saturday, Stevie Gardner ran 44.21 seconds in Paris. And this was his best performance of the season. And when you look at Shawnee Miller-Weibo in the 400 meters, she ran 50.10 seconds. And she did not tire out, as a matter of fact. She waited until everybody was coming down on her, and she just slipped and ran away. And then Devin Charlton, she finished second in the 100-meter hurdles in 12.63 seconds. And Nigeria's Toby won the event from Nigeria, 12.41 seconds. That was in Paris. And the big shock in Paris was Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. She ran the 100 meters in 10.67 seconds. They thought it was 10.66 seconds, and that record looked like it was going down. This is in the 100 meters. Now, the world is looking out to Eugene, Oregon, for the World Championships. And I should have had my co-host, and I'm talking about Philippa Arnett, who should be, she is my co-host, and she should be here soon. And I would just like to say that Track World is brought to us, ladies and gentlemen, by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, also by Vaughn L. Culmer Insurance Agents and Brokers. I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 42 years. And my daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner, and we are the team at Kalina and have a love for our clientele. I can be contacted at 432-9961 and Alexis at 476-0372. And I always say that I have a love affair for my clients, and that's what it's all about. Now, let's see who else is watching. There is one, Colin Major. Colin Major, how are you today? And then Russell Seals. He is watching. Russell is a friend of ours. I think he lives in the Atlanta area now. And then we talk about Stanley Mitchell. Stanley, I haven't heard from you for a little while. This show this afternoon is going to just be unbelievable. And we are talking about the Nationals that are coming on. And it is really going to be an exciting show. And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to start talking about what's happening in the Nationals, because each and every person who wants to make it to the World Championships, you have to perform before you get there. And we are hoping that we all perform and make sure that you do come to the stadium. We want you to be at the stadium shouting, getting excited, and all of that. Excitement is what it's all about. Now we're going to take a short break, and we're going to continue talking about track and field.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already 6:44, and my guest should have been here already. So what I will do is talk about birthdays. The first one I'm talking about is none other than Ralph Munnings. Ralph Munnings. Ralph is one of the best, saxophone, I think it is, players, one of those in the world, North of Bahamas. He is a nephew of the one and only Freddie. I'm talking about Freddie at the club. That Freddie, he is a nephew of Freddie Munnings. And then we have on the 13th, Shasta Major. The 13th is her birthday. Then we're looking at Peter Misovich, his birthday on the 14th. Then a good client of mine, Iris Neely, on the 15th. And Anton Clark, dentist Anton Clark. He found out that he is one of the Clarks connected with Exuma. And then we talk about Laverne Eve. When I talked to her the other day, she said I must have messed up the date of the, but it's either the 16th, between the 16th and 20th, 21st. And we're talking about on the 19th, there is an event called Juneteenth. Oh, and it is going all over the United States now. And then on the 19th, again, is Dionne Comrie. She has a birthday on Juneteenth. And then the one and only Bishop Arnold Josey. He doesn't mind giving his age, and that is 68. 68, Bishop. And then a friend of mine from abroad, her name is Luzette Renee Thobe. And then one that you all should know, the name is Gwen Torrance. Gwen Torrance, a great 200-meter, 100-meter performer. And that's what I am talking about. And that is it with regards to birthdays. So while we're here, why don't we, I'll ask people to talk about the Nationals. And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line, powered by BTC, is none other than 422 4796. As I told you, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And those of you who are, how do I call it? They're shy. You can call in and you can text in, and that is 422-4796. So who do we want to start? You want to say anything, not say anything, note anything, my good friend Stanley Mitchell. So I'm talking about the Nationals. Let's talk about the Nationals. We should be having as many Bahamians in the Thomas Robertson Stadium because, you know, you can watch them there. You could you can just hail them on. But when we get to Eugene, Oregon, it is going to be a different thing. We have to have our people ready. And you know, when we're talking about Eugene, Oregon, do you remember that the World Championships, they have their own trials, you know. They have their own trials. And you're going to be able to watch as much of that as you wish. But you want to make sure that you are in the stadium in Nassau, the Bahamas, the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, that you're going to enjoy and see what those people do, because you only see them on television. It is better for you to be able to see them right in the front of you. And that's what I am talking about. I know that most of all really understand track and field in the Bahamas. So let's have something to say. And I say the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The text number is none other than 422-4796. And I await your call, ladies and gentlemen, and your text. At the same time, I am waiting for my co-host. She did not say she was not coming. At the same time, I am waiting for the people who are involved in the Nationals to come to the studio, and that's what it's all about. If you don't come to the studio, I am assuming that you're not interested in coming to the show. I'm talking about that. Well, as I said, Colin Major is on the show, and his bride is Linda Major. She is 65, and she is not, how do I call it? She has no problem of saying she is 65 years of age, because that is something to reach. You know, it don't just happen yesterday. I remember Linda as a young girl. That's a topic for another discussion, coming from St. Augustine's College many years ago. So let's talk about track and field. Let's get excited. Let's get excited about birthdays. And those people who the B3As should be here talking about track and field. We're talking about the Nationals. It is. Whoever it is responsible for the Nationals, they should be here, and let's start talking about the Nationals. Stanley Mitchell is watching. Russell Seals, a friend of ours from Atlanta and Connecticut. And Palmer Jerome Barney. We went to school in Minnesota, and then we connected in Detroit. And then we connected again. Him connected in, I think it was between Detroit and elsewhere. So this is exciting, ladies and gentlemen. This really is exciting. The question is, We see what our athletes have done over the last couple of months. And some people are of the opinion that you get a bye. A bye means that you already got the qualifying standard. But you know what happens in the United States, eh? There are several people who get a bye. And I was watching something earlier today, and they said that, you know, it is something else. It is Allyson Felix. They're saying that all she wants to do is to end her career. She has been in the sport forever and ever and ever. And all she wants to do is qualify to get on the U.S. 400 meter relay. And they're excited about that. I don't know why we're not excited about the Bahamas. And please give me a call. The number to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And that's what we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody told me in the past that they thought that the B3As, the track wheel started at 7:30 in the night. I mean, you don't start until 7:30 in the night. It starts at 6:30 and it ends at 7:30. So you still have a little bit of time as we're talking about it. It's now already 6:54. As I said, we're talking about, let me talk about some of the events that we're talking about. Let's talk about the sprints. The 100, the 200. Oh, man, we have quite a number of good people, men and women. And as a matter of fact, one of the persons who should be participating in those trials, we're talking about somebody who is going to break the Bahamian record. Now, if somebody has been able to break that Bahamian record from the 991 in Osaka, man, you should be excited about that because people will be able to do it. We talk about the Jones people who have done extremely well. We talk about the jumpers, and we have some good jumpers. We're talking about, just unbelievably performing well. As a matter of fact, in the World Indoor Championships, we had our man from Grand Bahama doing extremely well. As a matter of fact, he made the Olympic qualifying times. And what I'm saying is that we have some great athletes in the Bahamas. Once you come out, you're going to understand, you're going to listen and do what you need to do. And by the way, there are the under 20 performances, and I think they're going to be the under 17 performances also. So with that in mind, there's all kind of activity over the weekend coming up. It is just unbelievable. I'm talking about this weekend now. And on the Sunday, I think they will pick the people who are going to be participating, making it Eugene, Oregon. And you know, anything can happen. You do know Bahamians have all caught types of talent. I'm talking about the long jump. There's a fellow in the long jump who I think could make I think he may have made the qualifying standards now already. And then, you know, again and again. But if we talk about that, you know, we got to be excited about it. We have to be excited about it. You're talking about the 100 and 200, the sprints. And then when you get to the 400, we got quite a number of people that we know can make the difference in the 4x400 meters. An individual 4x400 meters, and then other people who could be a part of the relays. We're talking about the 4x1 and the 4x4. You hear what I'm saying? So if we're able to do that, we should do extremely well in terms of teams that could make a difference being in the finals in Eugene, Oregon. And now remember, at the trials for the USA Track and Field, you know, they still have to make the team, just like they had the challenge of making the team in Tokyo. Some just did not make the team. Now, it is something else, because this is the first time that a world championships has been put together in the United States at home. I'm sure the U.S. people are excited about it. And then when you talk about the world championships also, don't you know the all kinds of people from all around the world who are going to be participating? And we're going to have our chance and opportunity to do what it is we're talking about. I think that there may be one lady or two ladies who are doing the, it may have been the discus throw or one of those. So, you know, right now there's so much happening in track and field in the Bahamas. Our job is to make sure the people know. Now, I do a track world, but I'll tell you this, I don't know everything. So I want you to just talk about, especially the people who are responsible for the B3s, tell the Bahamians in the Bahamas that this is serious. Please come to the stadium and do what you need to do. And, you know, the trials start on I think it's Friday. And you have to do what you need to do. That's what I'm talking about. And if you can do what you need to do, there's going to be a big disappointment for some people. That's all I'm talking about. And now I go one more time to a break as we talk about, as I say, the track and field trials for the Bahamas. Thank you ever so much. We'll take a short break and then we'll come back.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian international track and the field competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Lyndon Penland Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200, and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell. Fueling journeys that matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about Linda and Colin, I need to say that Colin's father passed, and I believe that the funeral will be around the 26th of the month. That is always, he's also the father of Keith Major. It is, you know, good people that we know. And with that in mind, I would like to be there. And when you look at Chanel Ferguson, her brother has passed. Funeral is going to be right next to the, the Central Bank. And there is a Methodist church right behind there. So just make it a point that you go and give your condolences. And that is so important. There are people who have no desire to go to any homegoing, but it makes a difference. It does make a difference, and that is what I am talking about. And I do know that there are some people who are listening to the show, I can't see them, but I know that it's more than one. It is more than plenty of people, and I'm talking about all around the world. How do you think my good friend Jerome Bonney is listening and watching the show? It is significant. What I would have liked to have done is just somebody just put something in indicating that, hey, Stan Lee would say, hey, this athlete is somebody who you think is going to make a difference and all of that. But I think that Bahamian track and field will grow and grow and grow. and it cannot grow unless people who are excited about track and field make a difference. That is number one. And when you travel, we have to find somewhere to get the team to the place. Although the government puts in a significant amount of all of that, but it is my belief that many people around the world are listening and watching. And if they're listening and watching, you should be able to open your mouth and give your thoughts of the Nationals coming over the weekend. Once again, please remember the number, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line is none other than, let's see if we have one coming in. No, we don't have one coming in for the for the talking about the World Championships. So we can talk. So we talked about the four, the 100, the 200, the sprints, okay? And then we're talking about those who can run 400 meters. And I am sure that we have a number of Bahamians who should be able to run a 400 meters in the 400, and for the women, the 4x400 meters for the women. And I believe that make a difference, and things are changing. It is my belief that we have people who can do some real good things. We talk about the jumps, we talk about the throws, we talk about people who are still trying to get to the world championships with regards to, you know, making the mark. We already know that in the Commonwealth Games, we're going to have a significant number of athletes who are going to be there, not just in track and field, in a number of significant events. So if we're talking about that, why aren't we talking about the World Championships? And we're talking about the World Championships in Europe, not in Europe. I'm talking about in Britain, and you will not forget that. You definitely will not forget that. And as we talk about that, my concern is that you are able to meet our Bahamian athletes right here, home in the Bahamas. What do you say about that, ladies and gentlemen? To be able to see our athletes right in the Bahamas who are doing great things. We indicated that at the World Championships in Edmonton, we had more medals than we ever had medals. Would you believe that? More medals than we'd ever had. And if that is the case, it's more than 10 years later, we should have improved ourselves. And I think that we're going to improve ourselves. We're going to make us proud. We're going to be to the situation where the Prime Minister, when he spoke abroad, he talks about what the Bahamians can do. And it's our belief that we can do some things, and we are going to do some things. We talk about the swimming and this and that and the next thing. And, you know, things are happening. So if things are happening, we have to do the best they can. We can't just want to say, hey, we're going to make the standard. We ain't talking about making the standards. If you want to make the standards, you make the standards for the under 20. You have to make the team. And that's what it's all about. And we are hoping that things go well, ladies and gentlemen. We are hoping that things go well. But since I don't see anybody from the B3As here today, I am wondering what's happening. They are leaving me here just to talk. But the people who are involved in the organizing of it should be able to be here and let the Bahamas know about you. Please let the Bahamas know about you. I just can't believe it. Why it is not happening? Is it because I love to talk? Yes, I do love to talk. I mean, shyness don't get you anywhere. And with this, you don't need to talk to anybody. You could just make a note, this, that, or the next thing. Stanley Mitchell, Colin Major, my friend from either in the area of Detroit, if he is able to be watching this, why not people in the Bahamas able to watch it? I just can't believe it. But I think we have to say some prayers. Some serious prayers, you know. Not prayers today. Not prayers today, because everybody needs prayers. But if it's serious, we should take it as a serious event, you know. You don't just throw away money to go to Eugene, Oregon, and if you ain't gonna be there. We are saying that we're gonna go to Eugene, Oregon, and do well. And do well, ladies and gentlemen. And I just pray that we are serious. I pray that we are serious. So we will have our final, it's now 7:14, and we will have to cut it short. I don't want to just talk, my brothers and sisters. So we'll take a break and we'll close it down.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of the Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 21st of June. The Nationals are happening over the weekend from Friday. They have athletes who are under 17, I think under 20. They have some teams. They have a goodly number of people in the sprints. That's the one and the two. The jumps, that is the long jump, high jump, triple jump, and the rest of it. And we know that we have people with that kind of talent. We have people who could do the 4x100. The 4x400 meters, women and men. And it is my belief that we should go and we should do as well as you can. And if you come down to the stadium personally, if you're not ready to participate, then, you know, go and buy a ticket to see what is what. But I understand all kinds of things are going to be happening over the weekend. And I can't tell you all the things that the people who are organizing are doing that. And I guess they're going to do some more promotions because we're not going to have another promotion with Track World until next week, Tuesday, after the event is finished. So I thank you ever so much, and I wish for the best. Thank you ever so much. And Kermit, thank you ever so much. We made it a point that we will do as best as we can. Track Wheel with Alpheus Finlayson. Thank you ever so much, my producer, Kermit Rhyming. Thank you.